Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is asking businesses and residents to provide feedback on the final draft of the Minnesota State Rail Plan. Comments received will be used to guide final updates to the plan, which shapes the future of Minnesota's rail infrastructure and investments. The 20-year plan looks at the importance of railroads to the state's economy and how to support the transportation of goods, services, and people. Governor Walz declared October as Cybersecurity Awareness Month. DFL Representative Kristen Bonner is on the bipartisan legislative committee that creates cybersecurity policies for the state. It says Minnesota is leading the way in this protection.
Minnesota remains the only state in the nation in which we can consider a cyber attack under the Emergency Powers Act, meaning that we have the ability to designate an emergency in the event of a cyber attack.
Under this act, when there's a threat, Minnesota can receive resources and funding from Homeland Security, the FBI, and the National Guard Cyber Unit. A new survey by Hospitality Minnesota shows it was a tough summer for hotels, restaurants, and related businesses. Federal Reserve Regional Analyst Haley Chenander says they looked at May through August numbers.
53% of businesses saw declines in profit compared to last year. In revenue, 42% saw declines, customer traffic 47%. So there were more businesses seeing declines across the board on these indicators than those that saw growth.
The 135 Minnesota business owners surveyed reported rising prices and labor costs as their top two challenges. And the Matriarch Giving Circle is a new grassroots fund created to boost the state's nonprofit sector after cuts at the federal level. Co-founder Nyla Abair says these burdens are falling disproportionately on women leaders, specifically women of color.
Many of us experience challenges with this administration, their executive orders, the decisions that have been made to defund and really devalue the work that nonprofits do.
Abair says they are guided by matriarchal values of abundance and care, redistributing power, and pooling resources. In other headlines, thanks to the Minnesota DNR for powering this update.
As Minnesota's firearms deer hunting season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources says hunters can expect favorable conditions across much of the state. DNR acting big game coordinator Paul Burr says currently the archery season is in full swing.
Numbers, as far as harvest is concerned, is looking good, even though it's a little slower because of the warm weather, but I expect those to increase as it starts feeling more like fall. We also have the youth season and early antlers season coming up right around the corner, and those are October 16th through the 19th. So a reminder to those archery hunters who are out there that they will be required to wear blaze orange during that season. Like you said, the firearm season's right around the corner as well, and that's November 8th this year.
More than 400,000 hunters are expected to take part in this year's deer hunting season. Tasha Radel, MNN.